Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she spent years teaching preschool and had worked in plenty of classrooms. Only one of those left her asking the same question years later. Was there a little boy there she couldn't see?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. You know, we like to hear those real ghost stories, and it's really easy to share them. You can leave us a voicemail. Just call 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember to hit follow or subscribe wherever you are listening, whatever platform you are listening. We would appreciate that. And also, you can check us out. We are back on YouTube, so check that out. Harper, how's it going today?
Hello, hello, hello. I am good. How are you today, Carol?
I'm pretty good, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, everything's going good. I had the day from hell yesterday, or I was telling Harper about it. It was really just an hour from hell. It was a 1 hour, and like in that 1 hour, my refrigerator broke. Like I went into my kitchen and I splashed in water as I stepped, which is not good to hear a splashing sound. And I was like, what? And so they came over today, might need a new refrigerator. We're putting on it on like a 3 or 4 day trial basis to see what happens.
Oh, no.
And then I'm meeting a friend at a local brewery that I can take my dog to. And I try to get out of my house and these dogs won't let me. Like they're about a house away. I'm carrying Benji. I'm like, okay, I see those dogs. I'm going to carry Benji to the car. They heard me shut the door and they raced over so fast. And they're like those pit bull, like a bully pit, I think is what you call it. A bulldog,
yeah.
Pit bull, a bully pit. I think they're kind of odd looking with respect to everyone who has one, but they came running over so fast. And I was like, shh, 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 shh. Then of course I dropped my keys. It was just like out of a movie, like, oh no,
yeah.
I have to get to safety. Oh no, I just dropped my keys. And I got into the house just as they got to my door. Oh my God. And I couldn't tell by the way they were running over. Were they ready to attack us or greet us? I don't know. But I'm like, either way, this is not good. This is not good. I'm like, what is it with people and dogs in my neighborhood? I'm starting to wonder if I need to move.
Like, well, you can move down here.
Okay, you guys have plenty of room in that house. Certainly, I could just move in. You won't even know I'm there. He'll be like, Carol who? We just want her to leave her cute dog Benji here.
Carol who? Carol Hughes.
So all of that in 1 hour yesterday. So I don't know. I hope I don't need a new refrigerator. I'm going to go buy a thermometer. He gave me some advice on how to monitor it to see if it's really going bad. I think it's pretty easy to tell if things aren't frozen in the freezer. If things aren't cold in the fridge. But he told me all about it. So I don't know. He said, you might get another 2 to 3, and I was hoping he would say months or years, and he said weeks.
Oh, no.
Wow. 2 to 3 weeks? No. I don't want to get a new refrigerator. But it's funny because it was maybe 2 years ago I was sitting in here working, and it exploded. I've never heard of anything like that. It was the ice maker in my refrigerator exploded.
Oh, goodness. It was
so loud. And I'm sitting here working. And it was like, boom. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Same thing. Went into the kitchen. I splashed in water. I'm like, crap. Yeah. So we'll see. Wish me luck.
I'm wishing you luck, Carol. I'm wishing you luck.
Thank you. I could use it.
Troubles.
So let's go to our first story. This is about a preschool teacher. Which I think we've talked about it so many times, how many haunted schools there are.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
It says, before I retired, I spent a lot of years teaching preschool. Several years ago, I accepted a job at an older Christian preschool in California. The classrooms weren't all connected in one building. They were little cottage-style classrooms spread throughout the property, and the campus itself was beautiful. There were big trees everywhere, a nice playground. Seemed like a wonderful place to work. That's key right there, seemed. I was assigned to one of the older classrooms. From my first week there, I found myself not liking being in that room by myself. Nothing ever happened. I never saw anything unusual. It's just one of those places where I'd catch myself looking over my shoulder or feel relieved when another teacher walked into the room. I never gave it much thought because every school has a room that feels a little different. Every afternoon, we'd line all the children up and walk them across to the playground before coming back to get everything ready for nap time. We'd pick up toys, straighten the room, set out the cots before bringing everyone back inside. One afternoon, I was doing that by myself. I was putting toys away back into bins when I suddenly got the feeling of someone standing right behind me. I stopped what I was doing for a second, thinking maybe one of the children had wandered back into the room without me noticing, and then I heard what sounded like a little child whisper right next to my ear. I couldn't understand what was said, but it was close enough that I immediately turned around and no one was there. I checked the classroom, looked down the hallway, and even stepped outside to see if another teacher had come back inside. Nobody. I finished getting the room ready as quickly as I could, and I went back outside with everyone else. I didn't tell anybody about what had happened because I'd only been working there a short time. I didn't want to be the new teacher telling ghost stories. About a week later, another teacher was helping me get everything ready for nap time. The children were all outside on the playground. We were eating a quick lunch before bringing them back in. And right in the middle of our conversation, we both heard what sounded like a little boy crying. It was coming from the boys' bathroom. We got up because we thought somehow one of the children had been left behind. And as we walked down the hallway, the crying got louder. I opened the bathroom door expecting to find a little boy standing there, but the room was empty. The crying stopped the second I opened the door. The other teacher and I just looked at each other. We checked the rest of the classroom anyway, even though we already knew every child was outside. Neither of us mentioned it again that day. Every now and then, after that, one of the teachers would hear a little kid crying in that same bathroom after all of the children had already gone outside. It wasn't often enough that you'd expect it, but it happened often enough that it wasn't just one person's imagination. The last thing that happened was probably the hardest one to brush off. One afternoon, the kids were settling onto their cots for nap time when one little girl refused to lie down. She was a sweet girl and usually one of the easiest children in the classroom, so I knelt down and I asked her what was wrong, and she quietly told me she didn't want to sleep there because the little boy kept looking at her. I asked, which little boy? Because all of the little boys were already lying on their cots. She pointed across the room, and there wasn't anyone there. I didn't question her. I picked up her cot. I moved it to the other side of the room. Soon as I did, she smiled, laid down, and was asleep in a few minutes. I finished out the school year, but when another teaching position opened up, I decided it was time for a change. I've worked in a lot of classrooms over the years, both before and after that, and I never experienced anything like it. I still think about that little classroom, and I wonder if the teachers who work there today have had any of the same experiences. Thank you for reading my story. I really enjoy the show. Hope you can use this. Not sure who wrote that. That's a little creepy. I don't like the idea of hearing a kid crying.
Me neither.
Because I could almost go, the rest of it, if it wasn't for the kid crying, I could almost, and you get that weird feeling someone's watching you. But hearing a kid whisper in your ear, I could almost be like, okay, I didn't really hear that. I must have thought I heard it. I don't know. It was something else.
My brain is more creepy.
Yeah,
it's maybe creepy. I'm hallucinating.
Yeah, and the feeling, like, I get all of that, but the little boy crying part, even the little kid at the end, I could be, well, kids' imaginations, and but when you hear a kid whispering in your ear, you hear a kid crying, and then some little girl says, "There's a little boy watching me." All of that added up together seems like the ghost of a little boy.
Very much so. And it's very hard to mistake the sound of a child crying. I'm sure there's some animals out there that sound like a baby crying, but There is a vast, vast difference against any other sound in the entire world between, like, say, a fox making a weird noise and a child crying.
And there's something so sad to me about a child crying, a ghost child crying. Anytime hearing a kid crying, you know, it, like, gets me in the heart.
It does. It does that to me, too. That's why I can't be around kids.
Because it's too hard.
They're going to cry. Eventually. And I don't like, and I want to be around them when they cry. I'll cry.
It's just a lot. But, you know, and kids cry for all kinds of reasons. But if you go to the bathroom because you hear the kid crying, you open the door, the crying stops. That, to me, is really sad. Like, there's a lost little soul somewhere.
I know. And that makes me so sad.
I don't like that.
Me neither.
Well, let's go to a phone call. And remember, you can call in your stories anytime you want, 855-853-4802.
Hello. My name is Nikki from Vancouver, Canada. When I was about 18, when I got moved out to my apartment, because I have a physical disability, and my parents wanted to move up to the wilderness up on a lake. Well, I didn't want to go up there, so I moved into an apartment that was down in Vancouver, and it was fully equipped for me being disabled. Well, besides that, being unable to walk, it didn't stop me from doing things. I was given a car from my grandparents. It was a 1972 Buick Skylark. Beautiful green car. It was well taken care of by my grandma and my grandfather. This car was probably button used, but it was used by my grandma from going from Lethbridge to Vancouver and then from Vancouver down to Birch Bay continuously. I remember even still that my grandma would drive my sister and I to Birch Bay. At the time, all of that history goes into this little car. Well, big car, if you want to call it. It had a big engine. I kept it just immaculate. Even at sometimes I would stay up all night just cleaning it because I loved this car so much. But it was a gift from my grandma. My grandma died of Alzheimer's, but she was so supportive of me. And my grandparents, both of them were very, but in particular, my grandma was very protective of me. About 2:30 in the morning, like usual, I'm in the garage, underground parking. And I'm starting the car up and got it warming up. Now, I have to use hand controls because I'm in a wheelchair. Well, just so happened to have, I was sitting from the wheelchair to the car and I slipped and I fell into the steering column, which will then engage the engine. And I fell underneath the car. Now, the car is a very large car, 1972 Buick Skylark. I fell underneath, and then the car started to drive over top of me. Now, I'm on my back, and all of a sudden, I'm sitting upright, and suddenly I got underneath the back wheel as it was coming up to me. And now the one thing about this car, it never stalled. It never had issues because I kept this thing immaculate. Now, I don't know what happened, and no, for no reason at all, I was getting pulled right underneath the wheel, and for no reason, the car stalled, like something actually physically pushed it. The funny thing is, I was all by myself, nobody around, and as this car was rolling up onto my back and about to crush my neck, this happened. But tell me, was my grandma watching out for me? Or was my grandfather looking out for me? But anyways, I hope you enjoyed that spooky tale. I love your show, and thank you for your time. And I love this outlet because people have a place they can express and say, this happened to me.
I think 100% they had to have been watching out for him.
Oh, absolutely.
That could have been a very... That had to have been, number one, a very terrifying experience for him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, things like that happen in seconds, but it feels like it takes forever. And mm-hmm. there's, you know, it would be that overwhelming sense of panic and what to do and him being disabled on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot. And yeah, then how does it just stop? Oh, my.
With guardian angels.
That's what I think. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, I can't remember if they, did they give him the car?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think they gave it to him. So, you know, as grandparents, you don't want to gift your grandson a car and then have something that tragic happen.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they jumped in and intervened and made it stop.
Yeah, I think so,
I don't know how else you would even look at that story.
Yeah, I really don't think there's really any other possibilities aside from it was his grandparents looking out for him.
Oh, that was so touching. Let's do one more story.
Hi, guys. My name is Adelie. I just recently graduated college in Maine, and I wanted to share a story with you. And this one particularly stands out because every time that I've ever seen anything, and then I've been seeing things since I was little. My mom has told me that I wake up crying and I'm pointing out things that I could never have known existed before me. This story stands out because I vividly remember it in my college dorm. I had one other roommate and our dorms are super tiny, super tiny. And we both had twin size beds, and we were across from each other. We weren't bunk beds. We took out the bunk beds. And it was getting late and we were going to bed and we both went to bed at the same time. So we shut off the light and my roommate's name is Catherine. And so we had just shut off the lights and I wear contacts. So I took out my contacts and I'm laying down and I said, and Catherine and I were just doing some pillow talk and, you know, finally it got quiet and we went to bed. And then maybe I would say about a minute later, I turned around to face where her bed was. And I wear contacts, and so I saw this black figure standing at the edge of her bed. And I thought it was her looking in on her shelf. We had shelves right above at the foot of our bed. So I thought it was her maybe grabbing something, and I just said, "Hey, Catherine, what are you doing? What are you grabbing?" And she said, "Adelie, nothing. I'm laying in bed." And I said, "Oh, okay, never mind." And I turned around, and I didn't tell her anything because I didn't want to freak her out or anything, but I just remember seeing a black shadow, and I can tell it was a male. I don't know why I can tell gender of these shadows, and I can never see real features, but I can just tell by the body shape and things like that, and it was a male staring down, looking at my roommate, Catherine. And I don't like to talk to them. They're never threatening. All the shadows I see are never threatening. They're just kind of watching. More, you know, curious and inquisitive and things like that. It's never anything threatening. I've only encountered one threatening spirit in my entire life. I'm 22, so it seems like I've been living forever. But no, I'm 22, and I've only encountered one threatening spirit, but that's another story. So I just want to let you guys know that that story was super creepy. I got freaked out, and I got chills when I saw that shadow standing over at the... It was standing on her bed. So that kind of stood out to me because I've never seen them, like, they're always standing on the ground, but I saw this show on her bed. You guys are awesome. I'd love to hear what you guys think about it. Thanks.
It's so weird how she just kind of randomly is like, there was that one shadow that was threatening. And, but no, go back. Like, I
so casual about it.
Yeah.
I would love to hear more though.
Because it's like, I don't know that I want to have that ability to see shadows and stuff.
Me neither, but I'd love hearing about it.
Yeah. Because, like, that was a good story, but then there's a scary story. Like, what happened? And I guess it would be weird. Like, you doing okay over there? need some help right. Getting whatever you're trying to get, and it's like
you need some salt, holy water, maybe a priest, an exorcist.
It's like, no, I'm just trying to sleep. What? I'm totally in bed. Why do you think I need an exorcist? What? Oh, nothing. Conversation.
Oh, nothing.
Just hypothetical. What if you did need an exorcist?
normal questions, I promise.
If you needed an exorcist, how would you find one? Just making on conversation
exorcist.net. Sometimes you can find them on LinkedIn.
Wonder if you can. There's got to be exorcists on LinkedIn, wouldn't you think?
Oh, there has to be. Okay. If there's lawyers on LinkedIn, there's definitely exorcists on LinkedIn.
I'm just going to go, can I find an exorcist on LinkedIn and see what it says? 70 plus exorcist profiles on LinkedIn. Here's one called Bumblebee the Exorcist.
I called it Bumblebee the Exorcist.
Young Exorcist, Blue Exorcist, Private Demonic Exorcist, Red Exorcist. I don't know.
Is there a pink one?
Jared Exorcist.
What?
Yeah, there are all kinds of The Exorcist. Now that says assistant manager. I don't know what that is. This one bothers me. The possessed exorcist. I don't want my exorcist to be possessed.
That sounds and like
then
a criminal
it
lawyer.
It says church administrator at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's so the possessed exorcist with the Mormons?
Like, apparently.
What?
I would love to hear more about that.
So I don't know if any of these are actually exorcists or not, or if they just... They just put that in their LinkedIn profile.
Did you say there's a bumblebee exorcist?
That's what it said. But I think Bumblebee the Exorcist, it's like a cute little nickname. I don't think it's a bumblebee that is an exorcist.
I would love to see possessed bumblebees.
I think they
kind
of
can someone
might
make that
be
a movie? Instead of Lord of the Flies, I want Lord of the Bumblebees.
Possessed in where you have to call the exorcist.
Yes. And then you like put them on like you do little miniature exorcisms on the bumblebees
with little bitty droplets of water, holy water.
Yeah, you ever see like at Target like the little miniature stuff?
It'd be like that. Yes.
The little miniature crucifix and the little miniature holy water. I wonder if I could find that. I would love someone to get me a miniature holy water.
And I wonder, like, how you would know if the bumblebee is possessed.
If it's buzzing too loud, Carol.
They all kind of buzz. Well, it's because I never get close enough to him. I'm like, oh, bee, and I kind of run away.
Okay, maybe it's like, it's a buzz an octave lower than what's normal, so it's like...
And it's like, and it comes flying up in your face and it's kind of rolling over like barrel rolls as it's flying there. I'm like, that doesn't seem right. Do you need an exorcism? You get over
an
here.
An exorcism away keeps the priest
come
away.
Here. I have a little baby droplet of holy water for you. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down if you want to go that way, realghoststoriesonline.com, and you can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
3rd Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. 3rd Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop 3rd Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.